right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Well, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Where there's a whip, there's a way. Where there's a whip, there's a way. Where there's a whip,
we don't want to go to war today. But the Lord of the Lashes has nay, nay, nay. We're gonna march all day, all day, all day.
Where there's a whip, there's a way.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
New surroundings yet again.
Yes, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 231. We're calling it Studio C.
Right, Studio C is right next door to Studio OG.
Right.
Where the bonus content is recorded. But this
exactly.
is an all-new studio.
All-new Studio C. The contractors have chased us out.
Right.
Of Studio B.
Right.
And we were forced to Studio C. It's a lot less of quality than we're used to. But if there's one thing Big Kev's Geek Stuff is, it's adaptable.
Less quality. Oh, sorry.
Adaptable, sir.
Yes, adaptable.
Adaptable.
I'd like to say thank you to all of the listeners that that checked out the last episode. You're all still there for the most part.
Yes.
It would seem, based on responses to the Dunny contest, you know, some emails we got, you know, Twitter in general, it seems like most of you are still out there. So,
and now,
so thank you.
Right. And now, what we need to have you do is tell a friend.
Right.
Tell two friends.
Sure.
We are going to be having a big membership drive. And by membership, I mean listenership.
Right.
We are going to have that big drive. Hopefully, we were a little scuttled by our movement to Studio C. So we don't have the details ready for that.
Right.
But next week, we hope, episode 232, we're going to hope to start that drive. And there'll be some fabulous prizes and things and... But we'll get into that next week.
Excellent.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
All right, news. Unlike last week, we actually kind of are sort of prepared this week.
Oh.
I actually want to start off the news segment, though, with a bit of, with two corrections.
Okay.
That are, one is a product correction and one is a news correction, but I'm going to put them both here.
Okay.
The news correction is we talked last week about the DC 52 titles.
Yes.
And I think I had mentioned that Action and Detective were not in there. But I think so. And that is incorrect. They are in there.
I don't know that we... Did you really mention that?
I think so. Oh, okay. But, you know, I was looking at an older list. I think Action and Detective might have been the last handful.
You probably should have saved that for comic news, as we don't have any.
I know, but we talked about this in the news last week, and I'm just... Okay. We have one or two things we can mention in comic
news. Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have one or two things. Of course, the other thing I want to do, a correction to the Kid Robot Build-A-Figure, Dunny.
Oh, boy.
I've put together my Build-A-Figure.
Right.
And to the people online... Now, last week, I had just had the pieces laid out in front of us. We were looking at the pieces, the heart, etc. We hadn't actually put it together yet.
Right.
But we were going based on other people's reviews, other online reviews, that indicated that the heart was integral to assembling the figure.
Right.
Not the case.
So your largest criticism of the thing last week turns out to be wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, a good portion of my criticism was incorrect. So I would like to you don't need the heart for the head to stand on. As far as I can see, the heart has nothing to do with the head. It just kind of squeezes in the rib cage.
So,
of course, the ribs, very fragile. I went through about two sets before I actually got the heart in without breaking one.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So you kind of screwed up, really?
No, not entirely.
You kind of you spoke a little too soon.
No, because I still have issues with it being a rare piece. Uh-huh. I still don't like the idea of a build-a-figure in a blind box.
But about the part where you need the heart.
Yes, I did screw up. I that's why I'm issuing the correction. It was my mistake.
Hey, would you like to tell OG how much he screwed up? Why not give our GVM line a call?
425-920-6050.
And you can leave a message over there, and you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And we might throw you a prize.
Maybe.
If you have a harsh criticism of OG, we might throw you a prize.
Maybe.
And you can always call the GVM line.
425-920-6050. 6050.
And leave your questions or comments about the show. Questions, hopefully, that we'll get to answer live on the pro. Well, I mean, you know, as live as we ever answer anything. And yes, so that's a feature we'd like to push.
Moving forward, Hobbit.
Yeah, it's great because it seems like every day there's a new piece of news about the Hobbit, and all of it sounds fabulous.
The imagery. Right, in the last couple days, there have been images that popped online of Oin and Gloin and Dori, Nori, and Ori.
Right.
All dwarves.
Right.
What do you think about those images? Because I like them, but what do you think about them?
Okay, I think I know what your criticism is going to be, so I'm going to try to address it before you address it.
All right, go ahead.
They're studio shots.
Yes.
So they look like studio shots.
They look a little too...
Plasticky. Yeah, and the
but
reason
I understand why.
Right, and the reason that they look like that is because they're studio shots, everything is perfect, and so on and so forth. Because
when you look at Gimli, for example, right?
Yeah.
The dwarf from the trilogy, he looked amazing in all three films.
No, and I think what you're reacting to is the fact that these are studio shots. If you were to go back and look at studio shots from Lord of the Rings,
oh sure,
you would feel the same way.
Oh,
but then you know in the context of the film, you're going to have a far different response.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, you know, we'll see. It'll develop.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
I do too. I'm not concerned with the final product. I just noticed it when I was looking at these images.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
All right. How about Batman Year One? The animated movie. You saw the trailer, I presume?
I did see the trailer, and I thought it was really spectacular. But then, all the DC animated stuff in the last couple of years has been spectacular.
No holds barred.
Even stuff that I don't enjoy has been really good.
They showed that point blank shot, the killing of the Wayans, right?
Yep.
The murder. I mean, it looks good, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there was a little bit of a the trailer's a bit confusing, but there's a little snippet in there for the preview for the Catwoman short that's going to be included
right
on this disc. So that's in there as well.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we'll talk about it more when it actually comes out. But I have no, I have no issues based on that trailer. It looks good in my opinion.
Oh yeah, really good.
While we're talking about Batman, I guess what you talking about? Batman. Adam West, I guess, was seen on the set of Dark Knight Rises.
Oh?
And there is rumor
about speculation
that he's going to have some sort of cameo in the film.
Or it could be just a courtesy extension, you know, to have him come and visit the set because he played Batman on TV.
Hey, look, if he was some random police... blah, or news reporter, dude.
Too old.
If he was anywhere in there and even had one line, it would be awesome.
He would have a line reminiscent of his character. You know what I mean? Like, "Great Scott," or whatever the heck Batman always used to say.
Well,
there's... on the TV show.
We'll see. I mean, you know, the rumors right now are Hollywood, air quotes, Hollywood bigwigs confirm Adam West's cameo.
Oh.
The only Hollywood bigwig that can confirm that for me is Christopher Nolan and or Adam West. And since neither of them has come up said it.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
Hollywood bigwig Adam West? Hollywood bigwig Adam West.
Look, he's still relevant.
Adam West, convention circuit extraordinaire.
Hey, listen. Mayor West is an important part of modern Hollywood.
Sir, I can't even address it.
I understand. All right. Captain America.
In this country.
Is going to be called, strangely enough, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Not everywhere.
As a matter of fact, in almost all of the countries that it opens up, it's going to be called Captain America.
Right.
The first Avenger. However, the studios did give foreign countries the option of not calling it Captain America, the first Avenger. And Russia, the Ukraine, and South Korea are the only three countries to say, just the first Avenger.
Really?
Here.
Ukraine? Ukraine?
Ukraine is not weak? Fuck. I mean,
isn't like Ukraine the smallest province in the Russian Empire?
I'm sorry that the character is called Captain America.
Don't be sorry.
But he's called Captain America.
No, don't be sorry. No, it's Captain America.
That was a sarcastic I'm
if
sorry.
If they had Captain Russia or Captain right. Soviet guy, ooh, nobody would change the name in this country.
Exactly.
Of course, no one would see the movie, but no one would change the name of the character.
That was a sarcastic I'm sorry.
I understand, sir.
But yeah, I mean, look, if you don't want to call it Captain America, then don't show it.
Yeah.
You know, no one's forcing you to run this movie, but the character is Captain America. He's fighting on the American side in World War II against the Germans. Fucking Germany is okay with it being Captain America against their Nazi asses.
You know, in South Korea, South Korea.
I'm surprised they didn't call it. Wait, where's Kim Jong-il? Is he South Korea or
North
Korea? North
Korea.
Damn.
That's why it makes less sense, because in South Korea, you know, haven't we been watching their ass since, like, the 50s? Yeah,
North Korea is going to call it Kim Jong-il, the first Avenger.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it won't show in that country,
I think it's a bit ridiculous. I think if you're not going to call it the actual title, then don't show. And I understand, like, sometimes they'll adjust the title because of how it translates. You know, Eddie Izzard.
Right.
Speed.
Yes, right, exactly. Right?
He said technically that should have been, what should it have been called? El autobus or something like that?
La vitesse.
La vitesse, yeah. But instead
it was called Speed.
So, I mean, look, I can understand. Look,
do you know what Star Trek was called in Japan?
Star Trek?
No, it was called Sulu, Master of Navigation.
Yeah? Nice.
You know what the Green Hornet was called?
What?
Kato and that guy.
Kato and the Fat Stoner.
That was the movie. I was referring to the TV show,
sir. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't believe they played the movie in Japan because it was too embarrassing.
Anyway, so, fuck those countries. That's what I'm saying.
F them.
All right. Space Invaders. The movie.
Yeah, the bad idea.
Well, look, we already know Monopoly and Battleship the movie are coming.
Uh-huh.
We've heard rumor that Asteroids the movie is coming. And by Asteroids the movie, I don't mean that one with Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis.
Armageddon?
Yeah, I don't mean that one. I mean actually Asteroids the movie. And now, of course, Space Invaders.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you, the only Space Invaders I want to talk about in this program are the great, awesome new ones from LEGO.
Okay.
The Alien Conquest.
Yeah, yeah. We saw those at Toy Fair.
Yeah,
we
saw those at Toy Fair. They're starting to come out now. They are awesome.
I want them. All of those sets.
I do. I want all of those sets.
Absolutely.
I don't even collect Lego Star Wars, but I want the Alien Conquest
the
Lego.
The little flying saucer.
Yeah.
Lights up.
And they have the little alien head that fits on the Lego head of the people like it captures. God,
fantastic.
They are awesome.
All right. And last and completely least... Jason Statham is being eyed as the lead in the next Transformers trilogy.
Uh-huh.
So the third movie, whether you hated it or not,
and you
was a large box office success. It did very well.
Uh-huh.
And the producers are saying, yes, we're moving forward. Despite the fact that Michael Bay will not be attached.
Right.
We are moving forward. And we are not rebooting. So... while you probably won't have Sam Witwicky, because Shia LaBeouf is no longer to be involved.
Oh, he's out too?
He's out too.
Maybe they can get, what's her name back? The girl that disappeared.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
No, that ain't happening. But
not
yeah,
that,
so
the,
the Transformers franchise is moving forward.
Lovely.
So, there. And I think that's it. But before we take our first break, now would be a good time to mention one of our sponsors.
Oh,
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
For all of the awesomeness of toys, NECA, look, Hot Toys, Sideshow, all that good stuff.
Right.
Superpowercollectibles.com.
Let
go over there.
Let's lay it on the line.
All right.
Are you going to buy something in the next, week or 2 weeks online?
Sure.
Go over to Superpower Collectibles.
Yes.
See if they have it there.
Right.
Which they probably do because they have a wide selection.
They do.
You purchase it over there.
Correct.
You're going to get free shipping.
Correct.
You're going to use the coupon code BIGKEV.
That's right.
And you're going to save $10.
That's right. Off a purchase of $40 or more.
Who's not purchasing something that's $40?
Isn't almost everything $40 anyway?
Sure. So let's say you find something. It's $40. Use coupon code BIGKEV. Now it's $30 and free shipping.
You can't go wrong.
No, that's a deal. You're
that's cheaper than buying it from a store because there's no gas involved.
And you're helping out...
a sponsor?
Right. Helping out a sponsor. You're helping out the show.
Right.
You're helping out yourself.
So there you go. It's win-win-win.
Yeah. Superpowercollectibles.com. Check them out. Don't forget that coupon code, BIGKEV. And with that, OG, we'll be right back with the second segment of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 231... Studio C.
Hey Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group, they do that show, there's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes, all shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the king of cult films, live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hey, freaks.
Master, we have a visitor.
This is Barry Bostwick, sometimes known as Brad Majors, and I'm talking to Big Kev.
How did it happen?
And you're listening to him now on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Nothing.
Keep listening, you freaks.
I made you, and I can break you just as easily.
Thank God for Monitor.
Monitor coming to the table. You know, I understand.
Picking up technical difficulties.
I understand we've been receiving some communiques with some former.
From former producers.
Former producers
who are. Perhaps jealous of Monitor.
Jealous of Monitor.
Hey, listen. Monitor is like Awesomeo.
Are you in the northern New Jersey area? Because we'll replace Monitor in a second
like
with
that.
An actual person.
That's
if you're
right.
interested. Drop a line to geekstuffog@gmail.com. Make sure you open that email with "Hey Kev,"
and you won't get the position.
And yeah, if you're interested, we'll have you down. We've had a string of producers that have gone on to bigger and better things, except that one who's bitching and moaning about Monitor.
He's not bitching and moaning. He's just trying to secure his place in Geek Stuff history.
I see. He's there.
He doesn't want to be outdone by Monitor.
Wait, I think, is it true on the homepage, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, that next week the Monitor bio will be up on?
Bio and picture. Has assured me that he will have that for next week.
Well, we know Monitor is reliable.
That's right.
So if there's anything we can say for sure, it's Monitor is reliable.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
All right, DVDs this week.
There's
a few, I guess. Well, first of all, didn't the Lord of the Rings Blu-ray complete set come out? Is that the big one this week?
Yeah, it's been kind of floating around. I think it came out since we taped the last show.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think, did we mention it? I think we mentioned it because...
I think we mentioned that it was coming when we recorded the
last because
show.
We talked about I hosted some of the big screen director's cuts in our area recently, and this was celebrating the release of the director's cuts on Blu-ray. So, yes, you can now buy them on Blu-ray. I have them. They are awesome. Awesome.
Aside from that, there's not a ton of other stuff. I mean, Eureka Season 4 is out for fans of that show, which is actually coming back. Eureka and Warehouse 13 for fans are coming back starting next week.
Oh, yeah? By the way,
yes.
Who's guest starring in Eureka?
Felicia Day.
Do you ever look in her eyes? It's like the first time you saw the shuttle launch.
Wait,
and you knew we were going to conquer space.
Wasn't the first shuttle launch you saw the Challenger?
No,
that shit blew up.
No.
Oh, you saw one before that?
That's terrible.
Weren't you in college?
No, I was not. You ruined my Felicia Day moment.
Well, that's my job. So, yeah, so DVDs were kind of like this week.
No other DVDs?
No,
I thought there were a couple
I lied. There is one. There is one.
Okay.
That I want to pick up. The Cape. The complete series came out this week on DVD.
Really? That came out?
Oh. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, complete series, because that's done.
And then there were new Blu-ray releases of WALL-E and Ratatouille also came out this week.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's different from the last version. And then one more thing that you'd be really interested in,
okay.
And maybe you alone, but maybe not.
Okay.
Gettysburg and Gods and Generals, the limited edition, two huge Blu-ray box set. I don't know what comes with it.
Oh, really?
But it's in a big old box.
Uh-huh.
It's both movies. Which is about, 44 hours of film?
Not quite that long,
and,
but yes.
And a bunch of goodness attached to it. So
I think the most significant thing about those two movies are they are, to my knowledge, the last two movies that played in theaters that actually had an intermission.
Intermissions, right? Yes.
Yeah. And they're both really awesome films.
And actually, I lied. There's one more. Damn DVDs this week.
What?
Hobo with a Shotgun came out this week.
I knew it. I knew there was something else.
You know what? Our resource that we normally go to is kind of down today.
Oh.
And like there's no artwork for anything.
I see.
You know, I don't read.
I understand.
I base my thing on pictures.
Right. Hobo with a Shotgun starring Rutger Hauer.
Right.
This is that little film that all of a sudden became this huge deal.
Well, it was one of the trailers that appeared before the Grindhouse films.
I believe so.
That it's the second one since Machete. Right?
Right.
That has developed into a full film. So Hobo with a Shotgun, also out this
I can't
week.
Wait to see that.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics. Nothing really huge this week.
Yeah, I was trying to think if anything came out that was really significant, and I couldn't really think of it.
The only thing I thought we could mention, although we'll mention again next week, there's a big X-Men storyline kicking off, right?
Yeah, Schism, I think. Is it Schism?
No, it was...
something like Schism.
Ah, something like that. Kicks off next week.
This is the one that's going to change the mutant universe. And
again.
No, I know what you're saying. It's going to not really change. No, but they're saying this is the thing that's going to drive the X-Men storyline for the next several years.
Okay.
Where it's actually going to split the X-Men universe into sides.
Ooh, maybe I'll read it.
Much like Civil War.
Right.
It's also going to mean the end of Uncanny X-Men.
Yes, that I knew.
The current numbering is going to end in the fall with like 544 or something. Absolutely a terrible idea. And then the following month, it's going to kick off with Uncanny X-Men number one.
Right.
That's going to be Cyclops' team. And then also launching, I think the same month, is Wolverine and the X-Men.
Which is his team?
Which is Wolverine's, you know, it's going to split everything into two sides. Either Cyclops' side or Wolverine's side. And, yeah.
So Cyclops is Spider-Man and Wolverine is Iron Man? Is that?
No, it'd be Iron Man and Cap. Not Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
And No, they're saying it's not like Civil War. It's not an isolated thing. Blah, blah, blah. This is going to drive the X-Men storyline. Blah, blah. And it's going to be felt throughout the Marvel Universe because, you know, the mutants have been taking a back seat since Civil War. Blah, blah, blah. And the groundwork for this was laid back in some X-Men story in the past that I don't remember. And, yeah, they're making a big deal out of it. What they keep saying over and over again is the same thing, though, that, you know, this is going to change the mutant universe forever and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if it means I can read one less Marvel title a month, which actually I don't think it does, except that I am going to give up another. I think I'm giving up another two titles or three titles or something because I just can't stand them anymore. They're terrible. But and DC is thankfully helping me give up titles as well with their whole relaunch. So, you know, this is what you're doing, Big Two. You're driving people away from single issues. Well, if that's your intent, you have one fan right here, because the less of your books, both of you, the less of your books that I'm reading each month is financially better for me, and if I like anything enough to actually want to read it in trade, then I will. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, they're only driving people away from it, not to it. Just shooting themselves in the foot.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
All right. Product.
Yes.
So.
On a lighter note.
The kind and gentle soul.
If you even say the word corn boy in the next sentence, I will throw these out the window.
All right, fine. The Four Horsemen, which includes our intimate friend, Corn Boy.
He is our intimate friend.
I understand. The Four Horsemen, we actually discussed this figure back around Toy Fair when we went to that Four Horsemen retrospective.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually saw these then, didn't we?
We saw the exclusives that they had then. I think we saw some of the two-ups, and we also saw the start to finish on one of these?
And they had one where each piece was laid out and tacked to the board. Remember that?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was the start to finish kind of built. So... This is the Scarabeus figure.
Okay? Right.
These are part of the Gothopolis.
It's line. Gothitropolis.
Gothitropolis, sir. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Right. We actually remember, if you remember back at New York Comic Con, we had those Timekeeper pieces, which were part of the same line that they were signing for the fans.
Right.
Okay. So this is a part of that line. This is the Scarabeus line. And we got these figures here in studio to talk about. There are 10 figures total.
Right.
In the line. And we have all 10.
Yep. So. It's true.
I mean, well, let's start off with the quality of the figures.
Well, I mean, of course, coming from the Four Horsemen, you know that you're getting, in my opinion, you're getting the best sculpting that there is out in the world right now. Especially in the 6-inch
category. I'm going all out. I'm going 5 stars. You're getting the best everything there is.
Okay.
You're getting the best sculpting.
Right.
Right? You're getting the best paint jobs.
Pretty good paint jobs.
Right?
Yep.
you're getting completely original characters, which I like. I like original, you know, not mass market kind of things. And I'm giving a thumbs up on the packaging.
Right?
Because
the packaging
this is
really cool.
This is a remove a card packaging.
Yes.
This is not traditional blister.
Right. So this is the type of packaging you can slide the card out, take out the pieces that you want, and then set them. And you get a bunch of options. There's three different sets of hands here, two different faces. You got some other accessories, a staff, a couple of, I don't know what those other, are those like their little arms that come off the back? Is that how that works?
Yes. I think each one has a different piece that comes off the back.
Oh,
that
really?
Kind of goes into the case. Yeah, well, this we should say that this is the figure part of these figures.
Right.
Is the same, right? The
yeah.
sculpt is essentially the yeah. same. The difference here is going to be in the paint and the variant heads.
And the or faces.
Or actually. Faces, right.
right? Some well, have heads, well, some have just the yes. swap out face. Right.
For example, I have Anubis here.
Okay.
It's a completely different head.
And I have Scarabus here, one of them, I guess, and he has a different swappable face.
Okay.
It has like a bird face.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they're just awesome. They're awesome pieces. I mean,
wow.
they have,
are they awesome pieces,
they
OG?
Have, what,
because
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm not getting the sense that you like these from your use of the word awesome.
6. Hold on, I'm counting points of articulation.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
3, 6, 9, 12. Is the head articulated? 13. I think there's 13 or 14 points of articulation on
okay.
these things.
Uh-huh.
Again, you mentioned all the accessories, the swappable heads. You know, I don't want to say they're awesome. You say they're awesome.
I think they're very well done, and considering that the Four Horsemen are probably the best sculptors out there right now, you can't ask for more than an original series from them, done to this level of expertise. It is absolutely fantastic. Like OG said, paint job, sculpting, accessories. I think the swappable hands, the posability of these, absolutely terrific. And of course, on the back, they give you a little little gray matter, little flavor text, if
right.
you will, so you know how these work into the what would you call it, the Gothitropolis universe. And I'm very excited. I'm always excited to see what independent and creative projects they do next. And I'm not at all displeased with these ones here.
If now, you are a fan of the Egyptian theme, right? Like I'm a big Stargate fan,
right?
Right, and there's obviously a lot of Egyptian influence in Stargate if you've ever seen it.
Uh-huh.
Like, so the Anubis and the Horus pieces. Anubis is the dog head,
right?
And Horus is the bird head. I mean, they're just, you know, they're great to look at. The sculpts are really, really clean. They're just great. I have nothing bad to say about these.
Hey, Cornboy's real name is H. Eric Cornboy Mays.
You didn't know that?
What's the H?
Is it
Haas?
No.
Do you think it's Haas?
It's hot.
Hot. Hot Eric?
Hot Eric.
Why would he go with Cornboy if he had Hot Eric to use? I think it's Haas.
Haas.
Or something equally as Southern or Midwestern and embarrassing that he has to use H.
Perhaps it's Horace.
I don't believe it's Horus.
No, but I don't mean Egyptian Horus. I mean A-A-C-E, not O-R-U-S.
Like Horus.
Like Horus, yeah.
Right. It could be that. That's
could be Hal.
No, Hal's too easy. I like Horus, though.
I'm
Horus,
going with Horus
or Haas or something equally Southern and embarrassing.
The next time you see Cornboy.
I'm not. He's going to punch me in the mouth the next time he sees
not
me.
Not you. The fans. The next time you see Cornboy, call him Horace.
Haas.
Call him Hot Eric.
Or Haas. See if he responds.
See what he says.
If we'll eventually, by process of elimination, we'll hit what the H means.
And he may hit you. And that's okay. All right.
And you tell him OG sent you to ask his what his real name is.
One more thing
uh-huh.
before we move on from
is,
this.
Is
figure.
It where can they get these?
Two more things.
Okay.
There's two places you can get these.
All right.
The first place you can get these is at Store Horseman.
Storehorseman.com.
So if you go to, is it storehorseman.com?
Storehorseman.com, sir. I'm reading it right on the packaging.
So if you go to storehorseman.com, that is the store. They retail at $30 a piece.
Now, are they all available there?
I believe all of the ones that are still available are there.
Oh, yes. Still available. Yeah, so some of them are gone already?
Some of them may be gone.
Wow.
These just shipped this week.
Right.
But pre-orders took place months ago.
Oh.
I know if you go to Store Horseman, there are ones that are on the site. For example, Azazel, Hauriz, Melicom, Anubos, Dormant Form, they're all still there. They actually have a couple of multi-packs.
Uh-huh.
They have the 10-pack up, too, so maybe they're not sold out.
Okay.
So you can still get these.
Nice.
So, yeah, go to storehorseman.com. Of course, go to fourhorseman.biz as well.
Right, fourhorseman. Right, fourhorseman.biz. And then there's one more, OG.
What is that?
It's fantasticexclusive.com.
Jeebus Christmas.
fantasticexclusive.com.
I don't know.
Like it says.
I don't know if that's an extra retailer or that helped produce these. I'm not exactly sure what their
It's actually on the front of the packaging.
Yes, right? I saw that.
Fantastic Exclusive. Fantasticexclusive.com. I'm wondering what did Fantastic Exclusive do here? I'm looking. I'm reading. Do 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 do. Wait, maybe we should, OG, I think we should put the show on pause while we check that out.
Yep. Okay, we're back.
Yes.
FantasticExclusive.com is another Four Horsemen site. It's Fantastic Exclusive News, Fantastic Forum, Four Horsemen Studios, their MySpace page, and the Store Horsemen. And it looks like they all kind of link back to each other.
Okay,
so
there's a variety of places you can go. We've named the three of them. And you can get these fabulous, there's 10 different ones to choose from, which means there's something for everybody. Is it 10, OG?
There are 10.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... Well, there's 10 on the back, but one of them is the Timekeepers.
I believe that there's a 10-pack.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. Put it on pause again. Yes, there are definitely 10 figures.
Okay.
In addition to the Timekeepers, which is something
different.
I think there's one in here that may just be a pink variant, maybe not an alternate face head variant.
Oh, okay.
All right. There is one other place that they can get these.
Where?
Here.
What?
We're going to give a couple away.
We are?
We are.
Wow. Because
you know why? Sharing is caring.
Is it?
I
thought we were just trying to buy their appreciation and listenership.
Well, don't we do that every week? Why should this week be any different?
Okay, what are we doing to give these away?
Well, I think we're going to give away 3 total.
To the most creative name beginning with H?
All right, well, no, we're going to do 3 separate contests.
Okay.
We're going to do a Facebook contest.
All right.
We're going to do a Twitter contest.
Okay.
And we're going to do a message board contest.
Nice.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
All right, so...
What are we giving away? A couple of each to each of those? Or
how's
it work? No,
3 total.
Okay.
3 total, because I think we're going to do some other special things down the line.
All right.
With some of these other ones. So some of these other ones might be available to you down the line. You know, future incentives and those sorts of things.
Signed by, we might get some of these signed by Haas.
Yeah.
Haas Mays.
Right, exactly.
And friends.
And friends. So,
that's not fair. We should say who the rest of the Four Horsemen are.
We
do make a lot of fun of Cornboy because he is our intimate friend.
Yeah, but
we
the other Eric, make, Jim, and Chris are
right,
all good
we
people.
We do not make enough fun of Eric Treadaway, Jim Perizziosi,
I just
and
call him Jim.
Chris Dahlberg.
Yeah, look. All,
we do not make enough fun of those guys.
We happen to know Cornboy the best.
That's true.
But we've
broken bread with Cornboy.
But all of them are good people. They were
this
all
is.
At our table at New York
yes,
Comic Con.
Yes, they were.
They had an awesome time. The fans were awesome getting all those pieces signed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a good time. So, anyway. So three contests.
Have they committed to doing our table at New York Comic Con?
I haven't asked them yet, but I can't see them saying no.
Shouldn't we kind of book them?
We've been booking. We're that's starting now. That process is starting.
Okay.
So we'll have some announcements after San Diego.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right. Twitter contest. You have to follow at BK Geek Stuff and at Four Horsemen Toy Design. And I'm going to put this all on the website,
okay,
too.
Good, because so I'm follow, already confused.
You got to follow both of us. And I just want you to say, we'll come up with a phrase. How about something like, I've entered the Scarabus contest courtesy of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and follow both accounts.
Lame.
All right. Well, then you say something.
How about...
we're going to do the name thing. We're going to save that for the Facebook page.
I want to be intimate friends with Cornboy too.
All right, that's the Twitter contest.
Yes.
So you got to follow at BK Geek Stuff.
Right.
At Four Horsemen Toy Design.
Yep.
And you have to just say, I want to be intimate with Cornboy too.
That's not what I said.
Oh, what did you
OG,
say?
OG, please keep your personal feelings out of this.
I said,
I want to be an intimate friend of Cornboy too.
I apologize. I want to be an intimate friend of Cornboy too. So follow both of us, at reply both of us when you say the phrase, and you'll be entered to win that contest.
That's so complicated.
It's not really as complicated.
I don't use the Twitter. That's why I don't know.
To you, it's complicated. But to the Twitter people, not that complicated.
I have a staff that does the Twitter for the show. That was the Twitter contest.
Yes.
What's the Facebook one?
You have to go over to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff page. You have to like us.
Uh-huh.
You have to go to the Four Horsemen page and like them.
You have to follow us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, follow.
Oh, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're promoting both parties here.
Right.
And then we want you to come up with a name for the H. An H. Eric Cornboy Maze.
Yes.
And it can't be... It can't be Haas, and it can't be Horace with an A-C-E.
Right, Horace.
Yeah, Horace.
It can't be Horace. You can't use that one either, because it begins with W.
W is with a W, right.
So, you can't use that, but we want some clever H names.
Right.
And we will pick one, and that will be the Facebook winner, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, for the message boards, I don't know. What about for the message boards?
I don't know. OG, you are the master of the message boards, so I have to leave this one to you. Very much to help you with this, but I just feel like if I hold your hand for the rest of your life, you will never fly.
Oh, gee, thanks. How about... we'll make this one really simple. Then.
Okay.
You don't have to be creative. You don't have to have a Twitter account or anything like that. All you have to do
is not be George from October Toys.
Right. No, George can enter. George is viable. I enter their contest, so they can enter ours.
Oh.
No, you're going to go over to the message boards.
Uh-huh.
You're going to find the episode, the post for episode 231.
Right. You'll find that at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
And you're simply going to pick your favorite Scarabus out of the 10 available in this line and post it. And I'll pick someone at random. Easy.
That's easy.
That's the easy one.
Okay.
Right?
The rest of them are complicated.
Well, the rest of them are complicated or creative, at least. But that's the easy one. So, there you go. You have three chances to win three Scarabus figures. I think we're being pretty fucking generous. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
And then we do have additional Scarabus, which we are going to save for...
other incentives down the road.
Right.
Begathon.
We do have...
down the road.
You got to cough it, OG. The Begathon is coming up. Well, you know what? Let's take our final break right here, OG. And when we come back, we will wrap up this show. We'll speak about those sorts of things. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 231, Studio C.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hello, this is Pee Wee Herman.
I know you are, but what am I?
And you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know!
is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 231, Studio C.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This week, we talked about Batman Year One, the animated trailer. Oin, Gloin, Dory, Nori, and Ori. Say that five times fast.
Wow. Well done, sir.
Jason Statham continuing the Transformers franchise is the rumor. Adam West in The Dark Knight Rises is the other rumor. Captain America. Fuck you, Russia, Ukraine, and South Korea. That's just right. Saying. You could take your first Avenger and stuff them. Wow. And,
hurtful.
What else? Was there anything? Oh, and Space Invaders, the
yes.
movie. So really it was a stellar week for news.
Yes, it was. In segment two tonight, we talked about some DVD releases.
Eureka, season 4, Hobo with a Shotgun, Gods and Generals, and Gettysburg, the special edition, WALL-E and Ratatouille special Blu-ray editions, and I think that was it. Did I leave any out?
Yeah, like the first one. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. The extended Blu-ray trilogy is finally out. Uh-huh. So you can grab that as well.
We also talked about some comics, or rather we didn't.
Right.
Talked about how these two companies are just imploding and driving readers away.
Schism is on the...
Yeah, schism. The whole thing's a schism. It's a schism between the fans and comic book producers. That's what the schism is. And then lastly, in our product segment tonight, we talked about the Four Horsemen's latest offering. 10, count them, 10 of these wonderful figures from Neotropolopolis. Is that it?
Gothitropolis.
Gothitropolis, that's it. And I'm the one that said it right earlier. You can check those out at fourhorsemen.biz. You can purchase them at
storehorsemen.com. We're still not sure what fantasticexclusive.com is.
But you can get them there.
But it's tied in. It's somehow tied in.
We announced three contests to give them away. A Facebook contest, a Twitter contest, and... Yes,
message board contest. And I will post all of the details in case you're confused on how to enter those contests on the page when the episode post goes up.
Right. Our thanks, of course, to the Four Horsemen for sending us these. They are really terrific pieces, and we're really happy to share them with you, despite the fact that we make a lot of fun of Cornboy.
He is
a brilliant toy maker.
Let's just say it.
All of them are. They are all brilliant toy makers, and we're very happy to be friendly with them and to be able to talk about their work, their independent work, their mass market work, and everything. It's always a joy to see everything they produce.
We love their Mattel stuff as well.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Of course, we have we have a sponsor, right?
Right.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles. And don't we have another sponsor we have to mention?
We do. We're going to mention them next.
Next would be now, sir.
Oh, right. Okay. Suburban Vinyl in Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Ah.
Of course, the next big show they have is the C-Split show that's coming up on July 22nd. You can go over to the BigKevsGeekStuff.com page, and there's a link over to that event.
Right.
So you can go and check that out. Of course, we will be there for that event. And so if you're in the area, come and hang out with us.
Actually, I will actually be at that event.
You will be at that one,
yeah, because I'm not going to Maine.
Right.
So there it is.
So, yeah, we'll both be there. Great store, suburbanvinyl.com. You can go pick up a plethora of great toys. You know, the Dunnies that we talk about.
Yes.
All that stuff is available over there. So check them out, suburbanvinyl.com.
And don't forget at checkout to mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff for a special discount offer.
Oh, no, not there.
Oh, no?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Really?
No, he's not offering it.
He's not incentivizing our listeners?
His incentive is that he's a great sponsor of the show and that you should support him.
Okay.
So there it is.
There it is. So our two sponsors, SuperpowerCollectibles.com and Suburban Vinyl. Is it SuburbanVinyl.com?
Yes, it is.
There you go. Check those guys out. Help the show. Help the sponsors. That's what you got to remember. And don't forget, next week, hopefully, we'll be in some studio that is not
one that we will have to worry about, and we'll be able to give you more information about our listenership drive. Also, more information coming about the Big Kev's Begathon, which happens next month.
And maybe we'll start rolling out some of the New York Comic Con teasers. Ooh. I was trying to wait until after San Diego, but maybe we'll tease a couple.
Ooh.
I have a couple booked already, so.
San Diego, sir, I have to say, there's a lot of good stuff happening in San Diego. I'm kind of regretting not going.
I have to say, there's a lot of great stuff happening at San Diego. I also have to say that I think never before have I seen so many complaints about San Diego.
Every year.
Yeah, it's getting worse. I think that show is
becoming a problem.
Yeah.
You know what, OG? Let's talk about that next week. And we'll also talk about Celebration 6.
Right.
Which is happening in Orlando, and I will be there. I don't know if OG will be there, but I will definitely be there. That's happening a year from now, actually, and we'll talk more about that next week. Is that it, OG?
Yep.
God's sake.
So don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes live from Studio V. Of course, we have our hotline, the GVM line, rather, 425-920-6050. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. You can go to Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff and follow, like, whatever the hell it is over there. And I think that's it.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. That's right. Tell a friend.
And with that, OG, we will. I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff as we end all episodes by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon. Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.